Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour right here on the Hawkman Crowder and Solana show, a Thursday, 5 p.m. It's almost Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We got Thursday night football tonight. We got Panthers hockey tonight. We got Canes hoops tonight. It's happening. For those of you who are just tuning in, Hawk is off. He'll be back tomorrow. Crowder was here earlier. He was on First Take this morning. He had to duck out a little early.
Someone pointed it out in the chat earlier, and it made me laugh. The idea that he went from doing First Take this morning on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith to then doing whatever we were doing today is hilarious.
He went from talking about Shedeur Sanders needing to literally have a statement game in front of the eyes of the world on First Take, maybe the most watched sports program on TV right now, with Stephen A. Smith.
Drake May doesn't know that, by the way. I don't know if he saw that clip.
To then talking about my appetizer party on Saturday for my Friendsgiving. Unbelievable. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hours brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are always on tap. We've got a lot to get to that we haven't gotten to. Appel and I, you know, we're talking just now during the commercial break about all the things that I had planned to get to today that we just did not get to at all. I'm going to delay that even more because we've got to get, before we get to our headlines here at 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, we've got to get to our Tito's Fantasy Football Report. They're sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right, Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume, savor responsibly. Josh Appel, you denied entry to our, or denied and accepted
an invite,
thank you, for our fantasy football league here at WQAM, and I'm still very upset about that. I don't understand people who will be like, sorry, I'm in too many leagues. And it's like, dude, this league was for $20. It's just for a little camaraderie around the building. Show up for the draft. Set your lineup. It takes 3 seconds on a Thursday afternoon, and then on a Sunday morning, it's not that big of a deal. So next year, just do me a favor, Pell. Just accept the invite.
I'm not even joking. I'm literally in 7 leagues.
I'm in 8.
That's too many, and I want to get out of those.
It is, but I can't say no to anybody.
Well, how about you butch up a little?
No, I can't. I can't say no to anybody.
I say that as someone who also can't say no, and that's why I'm in 7 leagues.
But here's the thing with fantasy. Like, if it's a dinner invite, I'm happy with saying no. Hey, I'm too busy. All right? If it's a fantasy league and it's on ESPN app, all my leagues are on the ESPN app, what's the big deal? Just say yes. I mean, you're a part of this show now. I've been asking you to join this fantasy football league for a couple weeks, and you turned me down, but you won't turn down Chris Whittingham. I know you won't turn down Mike Ryan. I know you won't turn down Mike Ryan. That I know.
I wasn't invited to his fantasy league.
Uh-huh, yeah. Anyways, I bring this up as our fantasy football report today because, Jimmy, you can go right to hell. I was 5-0. I was 5-0 in the QAM Fantasy Football League. I was 5-0, Appel. I have since gone 1-6. I'm sorry, 0-6 since then.
Tale
I've lost
two seasons.
6 straight. I'm 5-6. I'm on the outside looking in after being 5-0. I'm 5-6 on the outside looking in, and I've lost to Jimmy this past week, who has jumped me in the standings and has clinched a playoff berth.
Yep.
Congrats, Jimmy.
With the victory. You. Jimmy is now 7-4.
Yeah, he is.
By beating me last week. So congrats to Jimmy. That's your fantasy football update. Congrats to Jimmy.
What does that say?
Congrats to Hollywood. And congrats, as much as it pains me to admit, Marcos Gonzalez, who is going to run away with the one seed in this league. All three of them have clinched a spot in the playoffs in the 2025 Odyssey Fantasy Football League.
Sounds like at least too good. I'm not sure I want to have to deal with these general managers.
Let's get to headlines. Go to hell, pal. Next year, just accept the invite.
Yeah,
what else to tell you.
We'll see.
Headline sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. Just a reminder that the Panthers do host the Devils tonight, 7 p.m. That'll be on FM 104.3 WQM. Are you going to the game, Appel?
I am not going to the game.
Okay.
I'll be watching from home. I've got the Falcons and the Saints this weekend.
That's
I got
right.
some prep to catch up.
You got
up
a little
on.
Prep to do. The Panthers are banged up.
Oh, yeah.
What would you grade their season thus far?
Like a B?
And that's like with the context of they're missing all these guys coming into the season.
Yeah.
They've lost more guys coming into the season, and they're just kind of – they're just staying afloat? Is that the right way to describe their season thus far?
They have the same record this year at this time as they did last season.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they're doing it obviously without all of their – well, the majority of their most important players.
10-8-1, they've got 21 points, which is only four back of the Atlantic Division leaders, the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, and it's still very early. A lot of games to be played. As long as they are within a couple points on either side of that playoff line come Thanksgiving, they're in a good spot. The good news for them is they've been very good at home this season, and they've got a long stretch at Amerant Bank Arena coming up. So they can pad their wins a little bit, bank some points. They'll be in a good spot.
All right. Canes Hoops, they play tonight as well. That's at 7 p.m. They've got Elon in Miami and Coral Gables. They are massive favorites. I want to get the updated line there for a second. But that'll be on AM 560. So you've got Panthers, Devils, 104.3 FM, and Canes Elon. That'll be at AM 560. If I told you Heat at Bulls tomorrow must win for the Miami Heat on November 21st, what would you say to that?
Laugh in your face like I just did.
Must win.
It's not a must win.
Here's why it's a must win. Everybody, don't tune out because I know what you're thinking. This is ridiculous. How could anybody think that a game on November 21st is a must win?
All valid questions.
First and foremost, Hawk is a big Bulls fan this season because he loves Montas Buzelis, and I can't take a Heat loss to the Bulls.
Okay.
So, from that perspective, first and foremost, I mean, I need a Heat win.
You don't have to elaborate. From that perspective alone.
But secondly, it's an NBA Cup game.
Oh, now you've lost me.
And the Miami Heat are 1-1 in the standings. They've never made it out of the group stage in the previous 2 years of the in-season tournament. This is year three. I like the NBA Cup. I think it matters. I've bought into the NBA Cup. I want the Heat to go to Vegas. I want them to get out of the group. And in order to do that, they've got to win this game tomorrow. So for that reason, I'm calling it a must-win game.
Now, hard for me to get on board with this when outside of just the in-season tournament, the game has no bearing on anything else. So,
well, a regular season game. I mean, it's an important game, but I get you. Regular season game in November carries no juice.
No,
I got
big, no big games in November.
But this is more than a regular season game. This is a cup game. This is a group stage game that could very well put you in a position to win the group because the Heat win this game. They get Milwaukee next week for their final group stage game. Guess what? The Bucks likely to not have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who joins a long list of NBA players who are out right now due to injury. So the Heat win this game, and they're very much in a position to advance out of the group and win Group C.
The more you talk about serious basketball stuff, the more you lose me. You had me hooked with the Hawk storyline here. Because the preening from that man, about Matas Buzelis,
right,
and Josh Giddey,
mm-hmm,
the following day, if the Bulls win that game, will be insufferable.
It's all we talk about on this show now.
Oh, I hear
up,
it.
I bring up the Heat, and it's just a launching pad for Hawk to just talk about the Bulls.
Boozyvert.
I don't understand what's happened here. I mean, I like Vucci Mane as a nickname. I like Lil Boozyvert as a nickname.
Yeah, they're great nicknames.
Stacey King happens to do a great job on the broadcast, and I do like watching the Bulls. They're a fun team. But how has it turned into the most fun, exciting Heat team in the history of my lifetime has just become an opportunity for Hawk to deflect and go straight to the Bulls. I don't like what's happening here. I need a Heat victory tomorrow. It's got to happen. By the way, no Tyler Hero in that game. No Nikola Jovic in that game. He'll miss his second straight. And this one's a bummer. Andrew Wiggins, with a left hip flexor, is ruled out of tomorrow's game. Neither of them traveled. So Hero won't make his return, and Wiggs will be out tomorrow.
So what is the timeline on Hero?
He's about a week away.
We're talking about he's not going to play in this one, we must be inching closer to him actually returning.
I think I saw Tim Reynolds of the AP say Monday, because the Heat play they play Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play Sunday at 1 against Philadelphia, which is a bizarre time to play Philly in Philly, 1 p.m. I think, Jimmy, double check, that might be an NBC game or like a game on Peacock.
No one's watching that game.
1 p.m., I'm watching that
on
game.
A Sunday at 1, I'm
you're right.
You.
No, you're right. Yeah. Nobody's watching it. Everybody's tuning in to FM 104.3, the Miami Heat Audio Experience, with Jason Jackson and Avery
right. Otter. Damn right.
Then they play second night of a back-to-back at home against Dallas Monday. I think I saw Tim Reynolds tweet out that they're looking like a Monday return for Tyler Hero. Yeah. And then I saw Jeff Teague today calling for Hero to get traded, that Miami should trade him. I don't understand what's going on here.
Can we see it first?
Well, here's the thing. I understand the concept of the Heat. This is now the third or fourth time that they're without Tyler Hero for an extended period, and they're playing good basketball without him. And I realize that's a thing. That really is a thing. But this is different. The Heat, we don't know what they're going to look like with Tyler Hero, with him playing this style of basketball, and I think he's going to be really good in this style of basketball, so why don't we at least get them on the floor together to figure it out before we're just throwing a ton of money at Norman Powell when you already have an all-star on your roster?
Right, and Jeff Teague floats about Bobby Portis.
Yeah, well, like what are we doing there, yeah, Jeff Teague?
I don't really understand.
Tell more stories about LeBron, Jeff Teague. That always seems to really work out for you. Tell more stories about LeBron so then you can backtrack when Rich Paul's people reach out to you. And stop trading Tyler Hero for Bobby Portis. At least, if you were going to, you know, throw out a Tyler Hero trade and you get me something that I can work with, fine. But you're giving me, I'm losing Hero, I'm getting back Bobby Portis? I mean, what the hell? What the hell is that all about?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, listen, much like the College Football Playoff Committee gives us content to talk about, Jeff Teague knows that he's going to get Solana to be like, hey, well, let's see it first. Get out of here with Bobby Portis.
No, I'm convinced that a lot of the NBA talking heads, by the way, I think Jeff Teague does a great job, but I'm convinced they see that on Twitter. Oh, the Heat should trade Tyler Hero. And they're like, oh, that's a good take. That's a good
take. No matter who among us.
They're playing, they're 9-6 without him. I mean, why wouldn't they trade him and get some value back for him? And,
I mean,
and in the meantime, they don't realize that they've been hating on Tyler Hero, and they've been talking about Tyler Hero not being good enough to be a 1A or a 1B, and then now they're trading him for Bobby Portis. I don't understand that. So he's not good enough to be a 1A, 1B. He's not good enough to be a 2. Now he's a 5? You're trading him for the fifth option
on
the
Bucks? An all-star. Again, an all-star.
One more thing on the Heat, because as you know, as we started the show today, I was not thrilled about how Jimmy Butler exited the arena yesterday against the Miami Heat after the Heat beat the Golden State Warriors, thanks to Norman Powell, by the way, with his 17 fourth quarter points. Somebody wrote into the Ask Ira column in the Sun Sentinel. Ira, what a joy to have a player like Norman Powell. Nothing fancy, no drama, just points on demand. He was huge at the finish against the Warriors and prevented something very bad from happening. Hank.
Great question.
And Ira responds, and ironically did it with a former Heat drama king looking on in street clothes from the opposing bench, with Jimmy Butler doing with the Warriors what he did all so often with the Heat, taking the night off. That's a bar from Ira right there. But, he writes, as with Butler, it's almost as if Eric Spoelstra turned for salvation when he inserted Norman midway through the fourth quarter. And while Bam Adebayo got several key baskets down the stretch, it was Norm who made the most definitive statements. And yes, without the drama, just baskets on demand. No, it should not have been this hard against the Warriors, what the Warriors fielded, but Powell made sure it ultimately didn't go south, doing it in his quietly consistent manner. And it's such a great point by Ira. Jimmy Butler, very fitting, back in Miami on the bench for a game in November.
I love Storm and Norman, and I was surprised earlier when you said, like, definitively that the Heat are going to retire Jimmy Butler's jersey. And I think maybe if they had actually gotten over the hump and won, you'd have an argument, but didn't win, the big thing. Terrible exit. Butted heads with the face of the franchise going back years and years and years, at least front office-wise, obviously Pat Riley running the team. I don't see how, unless Pat Riley is gone, how that ever gets accomplished. And quite honestly, the way Jimmy Butler is, I can see him being like, no, I don't want you retiring my number. I don't care about you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating. Like, with Jimmy Butler, will he hold this grudge against the Miami Heat for the rest of time? I don't know. Here's the thing. Shaquille O'Neal went out bad. We found out that he and Pat Riley almost came to blows on the practice court. And then he's, like, taking shots at Chris Quinn after he leaves. Yeah, CW. I mean, he went out bad. As bad as you can go out.
But he won.
He wasn't playing. He was out of shape. And then he took shots at everybody on the way out. And then they still retired his jersey.
He won.
Now, you know, Pat and him seem to be cool and everybody's buddy-buddy. Dwayne Wade left this organization. I know it's a little different with Dwayne Wade. I realize that he's the face of this organization. I get it. But with the way he went out when he left, I think there was probably a lot of people who were saying, wow, like, that marriage might be broken forever with the way that it ended. And it wasn't. And now we see, like, Dwayne Wade still was helping the Heat land Jimmy Butler. And even while he's over in Utah, somehow, some way, he still talks about the Heat all the time. And it seems like he's still, like, this proponent of the Heat culture and the Heat way and Pat Riley's way.
It seems like with Dwayne, there's just a silent understanding of, hey, man, keys under the mat for you. That's kind of how it feels with Dwayne.
Which is why I thought yesterday for Jimmy Butler was such a good opportunity for him to just come over and say, hey, last year was last year. Let's move on. Just a quick, it didn't have to be a long conversation. He didn't have to go talk to Pat. He didn't have to go talk to Zoe. He didn't have to go talk to Mickey. That's fine. They're not there yet. That's fine. I get it. That'll take time. I'm with that. But just go dap up Bam.
Yeah.
Go say what's up to Tyler. Quick little handshake. Nico was on the bench. Go say what's up. And then walk away. No big deal. Like, hey, all good.
Do you think Bam cares? I don't.
Yes. He wore a hat yesterday that said Joy Dealer. He leaned into the bit. He cares. They care. And I'm telling you right now, they didn't like the way Jimmy Butler handled that situation last year. They didn't. They 100% didn't. Let's get to weather to wrap things up here. The Heat do play the Bulls manana. Weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. Appel, I am praying for no rain. because I see it's a 25% chance for rain. I got a pickleball tournament tonight, brother.
Are you trying to repeat?
I'm trying to repeat.
Champion. Champion among us.
Another one, as a great DJ Khaled would say.
Are they going to retire your paddle? Your racket? Is it a racket or a paddle?
We should raise it. We should. It's a paddle. We should raise it up into the rafters here at the WQM studios. And that's going to do it for us on this Thursday. Hawk is back tomorrow, by the way, but thanks to Josh Appel.
I mean, time of our lives.
Good couple shows.
We have to go get to the vending machines and get all that Coke Zero out of there.
We're doing it right now. I've got Jimmy's credit card, and we're going to go raid that vending machine. He's looking at me like, yeah, no, you better not. Appel, before you go, tell everybody what game you'll be on this weekend.
So we've got Falcons-Saints this Sunday, 425 Sports USA, with a friend of the show, Brandon Noble.
Yes, of course, BN.
Yeah, so we've got the spiraling Atlanta Falcons, who Michael Penix out for the year, torn ACL, and Tyler Shuck for the Saints.
But the Dolphins play the Saints next week, so a game a you want to pay attention
scouting.
To. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thanks to Appel, truthfully, for doing an excellent job the past couple days while Hawk has been gone. Well, I'll be back tomorrow for a Football Friday. Even though the Dolphins don't play, we'll look ahead to the Miami Hurricanes. Big game in Virginia Tech or at Virginia Tech. Thanks to Gino Toretta, who joined the show today. Thanks to Rohan Nadkarni, who joined the show today. And thank you to Rob Pizzola, who joined the show today. All of those interviews, plus every hour of the show, as they always are, will be available on the Odyssey app. Anywhere you get your podcast, search Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Subscribe, download, make us your favorite show. We would greatly appreciate it. Dan Day is coming up next, an hour of Sports Day, and then it's Panthers hockey with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. On AM 560, you've got Joe Zagacki, Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz, Canes Hoops. They host Elon, so a jam-packed sports evening is ahead. Enjoy Thursday Night Football as well. We will talk to everybody mañana, as Hawk would say. Go Panthers, go Canes Hoops tonight. Adios, Miami.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.